Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk for more. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's great to have you along again. Traditionally, business relationships have always been at the heart of B2B sales and marketing. They promote loyalty, build trust, and foster customer retention. So what's the state of business relationship marketing today? I'm delighted to be joined today by Rob Skinner, the MD of Scout PR. Rob, welcome to our podcast.
Hello. Hi, Dave. Good to see you.
It's really good to see you as well. So we've got lots to talk about today, but first things first, tell us, Rob, what does Scout do? I guess the clue is in the PR wording afterwards, right?
Well, that's quite interesting, actually. We're trying to drop the PR moniker off our brand a little bit, purely because we started life as a PR agency, B2B PR agency, about 12 years ago. PR is still at the heart of what we do, but we've kind of expanded and diversified in lots and lots of ways since. So we're much more of a, I'd say we're much more of a comms agency, communication support agency for B2B, in B2B these days. So it can be everything from delivering creative content to PR, to integrated marketing campaigns, and a whole host of other things, really. At the heart of what we do, we're all about building brilliant business relationships. That's what we talk about. And the reason behind that is it's really about linking marketing disciplines and comms to actual business objectives and making sure that it's delivering, you know, on those objectives, whether that's, you know, growth or talent acquisition or whatever it is. So it's trying to overcome that what sometimes exists in terms of a gap between the marketing activity and the actual what the business is trying to achieve. And that's the gap we really try and close in our work with clients.
And there's a specific thing that you and I are going to talk about today. And actually, this is the thing that kind of brought Scout onto to my radar with regard to the podcast, which is the very latest report that you've produced on relationship marketing, which I think makes for really interesting reading. And I guess that kind of links a little bit into that branching out.
Yes.
From the PR world into a kind of broader marketing remit. So it's a report on relationship marketing. It's all in the definition. What's the definition of relationship marketing, Rob?
Yes, good question. A very interesting point. I mean, I think, you know, traditionally relationship marketing was defined as, you know, being very much focused on customer loyalty, long-term customer engagement. So I suppose my interpretation of that is, you know, relationship marketing was all about that kind of long tail end of the, you know, the marketing funnel, or, you know, the post, you know, post customer acquisition, keeping the customer, keeping them loyal, being able to sell more to them. And obviously that's, you know, hugely valuable in important still. But I sort of see two ways in which that definition needs to change and deviate, really. And the first one is that, you know, customer relationships are obviously crucial, but all relationships are crucial to a business. So if we think about, you know, a typical marketing budget, you can bet your bottom dollar that most of the money goes on to trying to generate leads, trying to get the brand in front of customers, in front of prospects to essentially achieve the revenue targets. In contrast, a very small fraction probably goes on things like employer brand. Whereas if you look at where we are in the world today and everyone's crying out for fresh talent, they can't actually serve the customers they're winning unless they've got the talent on board. So I think marketers need to take a broader view of what relationship marketing is in terms of the audiences that they're trying to reach and where they need to be spending their money to develop those relationships.
Okay. To kind of get to this report, you, in terms of pulling it together, you had to survey a group of people. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So it was a survey of 200 B2B marketing professionals, senior B2B marketing professionals in the UK specifically, conducted independently by our research partner, Sapio. And that really formed the crux of it. So qualitative data to really understand where senior marketers were on this relationship journey, how they viewed relationships as part of their marketing job. How focused they were on actually thinking about how their brand was interacting with the audiences and the stakeholders that it needed to influence, and how well they were kind of measuring the kind of relationships that they were developing. And then on top of that, we held essentially a roundtable discussion with a group of individuals, senior marketers in B2B, who we know well and have worked with for many years, and use that to really discuss the findings and understand a bit more about, I guess, what the world was like in, you know, at the coalface, what problems and challenges they face, which I think is always useful to get that kind of mix of qualitative and quantitative view. The report says it all, really. It's pretty in-depth, pretty insightful. I think a lot of marketers would find it useful to, you know, take a skim through and see where they measure up.
All right, so you've given me the basics, you've given me the definitions out of the way, you've given me a little bit of the nature of the survey. Let's dive into what you found. So first of all, there's the obvious elephant in the room of the pandemic. What did you find out about how the pandemic has affected relationship marketing?
Yeah, well, what was interesting, I mean, I think, you know, there are some things we can all agree on regarding COVID and relationship marketing and business relationships generally. You know, it did cause a hiatus. It changed the way we all work together. And I think that made marketers think differently about how, you know, when and why they needed to invest in relationships, not just marketers, but, you know, a broader spectrum of people. I think the other kind of elephant in the room at the same time, though, is digital, which is, you know, the whole kind of emergence of digital marketing, the greater reliance on, you know, digital contact, digital communications, you know, in all its forms, really, which, you know, when we started looking at this, we started thinking about the fact that, oh, well, perhaps actually less and less people are actually seeing each other face to face. So this was kind of pre-COVID, we started thinking about it. And the fact that, you know, if you think about the number of trade shows and the number of face-to-face conferences that have reduced, you know, in contrast, you know, a lot of people are doing stuff online. They're researching, you know, what they want to buy online. So actually, did digital have a role in killing the business relationship? And that was kind of our overall hypothesis. I think, you know, that and COVID have kind of almost come together as issues. One thing I believe is that sales and marketing can really suffer from what I call the magpie complex, which is always looking to find the new shiny thing. And actually, it's got a nest full of shiny things already. You know, we all know what we're referring to here. And, it, you know, I think COVID made people sit up and realize that they had that nest and they just needed to work it harder, you know, and actually that's what really mattered. You know, if you look at a lot of the communication that was going on around COVID and the attempt to reconnect with customers purely because people weren't going to be able to go and see them face to face, I think it had a massive, you know, a massive impact. But I think if we just look, you know, moving forwards, you know, COVID is still with us, but in a, you know, in different form, but we're just seeing more and more, you know, big macro events that are hitting us, you know, and they're all interlinked in some way, but I think they're changing the business world massively and they're changing the way marketers need to operate as well. So we need to be on our toes, I think, in terms of how we're building relationships and how we're, you know, how we're targeting the people that, you know, we want those relationships with.
Do you think that the impact of all of that means that the importance of relationship marketing is different today to before?
I do. I actually think, you know, going back to the point about digital, I, you know, and what, and some of the things our research showed us was that actually relationships start before we even know it. And I think especially today, because, you know, the first interaction you may have with a brand as a potential customer or a potential employee is that, you know, you go on their LinkedIn profile or you go on their website. Yes, okay, there's cookies, there's trackers, there's things out there that are, you know, might know who you are. Yeah. But, you know, in a lot of instances, brands don't know who they are actually in the process of building relationships with. And the survey showed that most of the people who answered the survey said that the early awareness stage, when people are becoming aware of a brand, they see that as pivotal to the success of relationships. Mm-hmm. So there's almost like this shadow, I suppose it's like a shadow relationship marketing going on or needs to go on, which is, you know, talking to people as if to some degree, as if you know them, as if you want to help them, you want to have a relationship with them through the content that you're pushing out. You know, it's got to be, you know, it's got to be focused and targeted on them, you know. So I think that's absolutely crucial.
And we're obviously doing this for a business end. So what did your report find out about the value of relationships to businesses?
Yeah, I mean, lots, you know, overall.
I need you to be a bit more
systematic. I'm getting there. I mean, essentially, there was a consensus that relationships are crucial to business success, which is good. I think what we wanted to try and uncover was whether marketers had a relationships mindset. And I think, you know, we proved that they did, which was a key thing. In fact, relationships compared to other sort of aspects of sales and marketing, they were considered the most impactful on the success of a brand. So, you know, absolutely crucial. But also we delved into kind of things like who was responsible for owning that relationship. And that was a really interesting area because I think we went into this with a kind of, I guess, a sort of sense that sales would be where that sat, especially on the customer side, obviously, because you know, once the customer exists and they, you know, they're on board, then sales and account management are kind of looking after them. But what it showed was actually the kind of the mix of agents within an organization that are actually now involved in relationship marketing and relationship management. Marketing, obviously crucial, but also IT, finance, HR, the number of touch points seems to be increasing. So there generally does seem to be this kind of collaborative effort required.
I mean, I guess your earlier point about digital kind of plays into that as well, where digital is much less firmly in the hands of sales than it is in the hands of marketing and technology, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think very much marketing is the glue in all of this. You know, they're the ones, really, they're the only ones in that group that are looking at the whole customer life cycle, the customer journey, and thinking about, you know, what do we need to be saying to people at the early awareness stage, right through to, you know, how do we keep these customers loyal and staying with us for the long term. And I think this, you could apply the same to different stakeholders and audiences, whether it's supply chain partners, employees, and, you know, that kind of thing as well. So marketing is absolutely key, you know, in that mix. And I think digital, again, it provides a lot of the nuts and bolts, doesn't it, for making this happen these days? You know, making sure there's regular communication going out to, you know, to those different stakeholder groups.
So from the picture you paint here, Rob, I'm kind of thinking, okay, so everyone seems to be on board about the importance of great relationships. So it becomes difficult to be able to understand why we don't just have a business environment that is just full of really good relationship marketing. We clearly don't. So what gets in the way of great relationships?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always a few things. The few obvious things, typically budget was top of the list, as it always is as well. I think, you know, marketers always have a bit of a moan about, you know, the budget that they have, maybe compared to other functions. But 47% said that got in the way of doing the job that they wanted to do in that regard. But and other things that they pointed to were lack of data, lack of people, resource, and a lack of clear strategy. So I guess it does go, you know, if you look at data and strategy, certainly together, I think those two things, you know, probably align in that there's work to do to understand, you know, get the insights out of the data that you've got about who it is that you want to talk to, what makes them tick, you know, and how you build that strategy to make sure that what you're doing from a relationship management perspective is is correct, you know, across the entire customer cycle, really. But I think, you know, there's something that doesn't cost anything, which is, it's just about the mindset of what you're doing, you know, making sure you've got a relationships mindset in all of your marketing, especially when you think about those early stages and, you know, building awareness. You know, you only have to go on LinkedIn and see the amount of noise out there, you know, the amount of content that's being pushed out that really, you know, it's not differentiated at all. And, you know, the same applies, I think, to a lot of the marketing methods that B2B businesses are using. You know, they're essentially doing the same thing as their competitor. And it's like, well, where do you, you know, I think digital has something to blame there. You know, it's partly at fault because it kind of gives us a set of mechanisms to follow. And it's easy just to say, right, we'll do this, we'll do this, we'll do this. How do you stand out? And I think that's about the tone of what you say. You know, it's about appealing to people as individuals as much as you possibly can through the content that you create and put out.
And you, Rob, you talked earlier about the important role that marketers play within relationship marketing. I wonder if you can kind of help us kind of unpick that a little bit more. And what would you say at a kind of bit more detailed level is the role that business marketers play in relationship building in business?
Yeah, I mean, I touched on it earlier. I think it's that, to me, it's that point about being the glue, because I do believe it's very much a collaborative effort. But, you know, we're seeing, I mean, there's been a lot of talk recently about sort of the death of the marketing function and marketing actually becoming something, you know, like other functions that sort of sits across the business. Mm-hmm. So that it has that, it can have that impact across the business. And it's not just about kind of sitting in a silo. And I think that's very true, especially when you come to things like building better relationships, because, you know, you need to get all of those stakeholders, internal stakeholders, saying the same thing. You need to get them all on the same page with it. And, you know, marketing has that helicopter view of, you know, just tends to be the function that has that helicopter view of what's going on across the business, but also understanding the different stages in the customer journey. And if you're going to use the customer journey as a framework to build better relationships, mm. which is the right way to do it, mm. marketing needs to be the ones to make that happen.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's a great snapshot of where we are, kind of quite a good timely report, I think. How can people find out more?
Sure. So yeah, the full report is available on our website. So if anybody did want to take a look at it, they can go there to get it. So they'd need to go to scoutpr.com. So that's Scout with a K, just to be clear. Head straight to the resources page and the report is there. It's called the B2B Business Relationships Report, as you would expect.
Very cool. And Rob, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. So it's Rob Skinner at Scout PR. So yeah, find me and send me a connection request, or they can drop me an email at rob.skinner@scoutpr.com.
Brilliant. Rob, it's great talking to you today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dave.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Rob Skinner. And thanks to our technical man from Through the Eye, Andrew Gratian. Thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk. I hope to see you again. Thanks for listening.